Welcome to Geek Girl Soup. I'm Susan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Court.
And we are still kind of recovering from all the parties and everything, the Oscar parties. It was a wild night.
Yes,
full
indeed.
Of surprises.
Yeah.
Fashion. All that stuff.
All the brooches.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Classy.
Broken dresses. Broken zippers.
Broken dresses, yes. But so I was, for you listeners, I was texting Susan Acourt last night about what's the deal with everyone wearing a brooch. It's very unusual. We didn't see that many last year. This is a brand new thing.
Yep.
And so I was Googling it, couldn't find anything about the other than about the ceasefire pins. And I'm not talking about those. Those are little, the red pins. I'm talking about everyone wearing like silver, platinum, diamond, a couple were gold, but on the whole, they were like silver or platinum or, you know, that color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I Googled again today and it's just a thing. It's just a trend. It's in the ether. I was hoping it would be like this one jeweler who outfitted all those people who wanted a brooch.
Yeah.
And then have people like me Googling, what's with all the brooches at the Oscars? And come across that and be like, ooh, I need one of these.
Yeah.
And it's not that at all. It's just a trend.
Yeah. Since the men are taking more chances, more getting more creative with their fashion, then hey.
Yeah.
Add some flair.
My dad had some little brooches. They were stick pins.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one that I got from my mom after my dad died. It's a little teddy bear with, I think it has ruby eyes and some diamonds. Oh, ruby is my birthstone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adorable. And mm-hmm. I think most of them were teddy bears that he did. Mm-hmm. He had them made.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he would wear it. They weren't tie pins. So, you know, he'd wear it on his lapel.
Right.
It was his thing. Men were not wearing brooches then.
See, my theory is they saw Colm and Domingo all award season and they said, step it the fuck up, boys. And they did just a teeny tiny bit, a little touch of Colman.
I mm-hmm. like that theory. Okay, we'll go with that. It's mm-hmm. the Colman effect.
Yeah. I like it.
And Perfect. He was actually dressed pretty conventionally.
Yes, he was at the Oscars.
At the Oscars, yes.
But at the Vanity Fair party, that Balmain long coat, that was mm-hmm. gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to see the rest of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody out there has a picture of it. And this is when we miss Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
And her, you know, the fashion roundup.
Yeah. Ooh, something else from the Vanity Fair party. Flava Flav was there.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all read about this?
No.
Flava Flav. You got to say it right, Kelly.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
And so I saw a video of this. He had made special. I don't know if it's real jewels or not, probably a bejeweled clock like he wears in pink for Billie Eilish. Apparently they're buds.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay.
And so he pulls that. He had it with him hoping to run into her last night, not knowing, you know, if he would or not.
Yeah.
And he did at the Vanity Fair party, gave her her very own bejazzled or whatever it was.
That is so, it's so cute. I love
Isn't it adorable?
Yes.
Yeah, clock on a necklace. His size and everything.
Oh, it has
he
her
was
name.
Tickled. Yes.
Oh.
This is so cool.
And if you see the video of it, oh, and then she pulled out her phone to take photos of his holding it up to her.
But like his whole fit is awesome. He's got the white suit on, the pink bow tie, his pink glasses, and this is cool.
Isn't that adorable?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love that when celebrities are buds with each other.
Yeah.
And I think I read he's like 64 and she's 22.
Yeah.
Ooh, she and her brother Phineas are now the young, well, she technically, so but both of them together, the youngest double Oscar winners ever.
Yeah.
Nice.
There have been a few other who have won two before turning 30, mm-hmm. but they are the youngest.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So there's one record broken last night.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. Did the winners, did any of them surprise you?
Well, Emma Stone, I suspected was going to get it, but yeah. I was at the same time surprised that Lily Gladstone didn't.
Yeah. See, I was thinking Lily would win because she's won all the other awards.
Emma won one. At least
when they
one.
Were different categories.
And, no, she won. There was one award show where she won it over Lily Gladstone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where they're both in the same category. I forget which. Clearly not the Golden Globes. Was it the...
Yeah, because the Golden Globes are different.
SAG? Right.
No, because Lily won the SAG award.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely saw something where Emma beat Lily when they were in the same category together.
Okay.
BAFTAs?
Maybe.
Yeah, because Lily wasn't nominated for that one.
Oh, well then, I don't remember. Oh my gosh. I mean, we could pull out IMDb and look at, their wins and nominations. And I don't
That's
remember.
Okay. Yeah.
I wanted the win for Lily just because she was awesome in the role. Mm-hmm. But also, come on, Native American. You see what I sent you all this morning, right?
Yes.
There's been one Black actress to one lead mm-hmm. actress, one Asian actress to one lead actress, and then 77 white women.
Yeah, and this is all for lead.
Yeah.
But still, the stats for supporting aren't much better.
No. There's at least
a little bit
at least three Black women.
I know, so. and at least one Latina woman.
Yeah.
At least one that's jumping out to me. But it's uncool.
Not a lot.
Yeah. Someone had joked about like the presentation that they had where they had the different actresses given a little anecdote before presenting the award or whatever instead of showing a clip, and they said, well, are Halle and what's her name, Michelle gonna alternate years if they keep doing things like this?
Michelle did it this year because she won an award last year.
But I'm saying
this is 2 years ago.
Already? Okay.
Yeah, but if they do it like this, will they have four white actresses and then the POC is alternating?
No. Because, they didn't do that with the men.
No.
Yeah. No. Michelle won last year. Jamie Lee Curtis was up giving, as the center one for supporting actress this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're the two who won last year. So historically, the best man supporting gives the award to the best woman supporting, the best lead man gives it to the best lead one, and vice versa.
Right.
Vice versa. Yeah. But so this year, I really like how they did that. It was other supporting women who gave it to this year's supporting.
Yeah. I like that too.
And on.
Remember I had switched it on because I had the Zoom with Tabiana last night. And I turned it on and I was like, wait a minute, what is this? What's happening? I was like, this is long ass. It's cute, but it's long.
Kelly and I were talking before this, saying, well, maybe they cut down some of the other ones. They rewrote them later in the show to make it shorter.
Yeah.
But it seemed more genuine in the beginning because maybe it's something that they wrote. So.
Oh, yeah. And it seemed like, because I saw the one for Divine Joy from Lupita. And wow.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
That was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she actually cried. Okay, hold on. Let me look up. Danielle Brooks got teary-eyed. All the women looked touched. Jodie Foster was the first one whom they spoke about. She looked particularly touched as well.
Yeah.
But and with the men, Who? Oh, Jeffrey Wright started. I mean, his eyes got a little glisteny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Robert De Niro was not happy about the whole thing.
Ooh, he was not.
I mean, he was not only stoic, but he looked annoyed.
Yeah, what would have made it better for him? I don't know.
He just didn't like the whole layout. And I did see a couple of comments where some people didn't like it. They thought it was too much. Yeah. So,
ooh, it was
it's
sterling.
Always cool to try something
sorry.
Different.
Yeah.
No, it's always cool to try something different and see how it works out. It was cool.
I agree. I liked it. Sterling K. Brown got glisteny. His eyes got glistening. Yeah, that was sweet. And Robert Downey Jr. seemed to dig it.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh. So when he got up there, first of all, I forget who was speaking to Robert Downey Jr., but mentioned something about his past, just in passing. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
RDJ like was okay with it. And then he gets up there. And like he acknowledges his bad boy past, he said something like three times, and apparently though in interviews he will not talk about it.
Oh, I know. He's actually gotten up and left interviews in the middle because people would ask questions about it, even though you know how this works. They clearly tell them, all right, this is a red zone. Don't ask this question or the interview will end. And he means that. But I'm glad that he was able to have that moment last night where he could address it himself. This wasn't someone like kind of ambushing him with this question that he already said no to. Like this was him approaching his past, which was wonderful for him to do. And the fact that like this, when they said first Oscar win, I was like, really?
I know.
Yeah.
I forget the second thing he was nominated for. The first was Chaplin for lead actor. Where he lost to Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman. I would have been okay with him losing to Denzel for Malcolm X. And in fact, that was back when Barbara Walters was still alive, obviously, and doing the Barbara Walters Oscar special for the hour before. And one of her guests that night was Denzel. I forget who the other two were. And she asked Denzel about, you want to win? Like, yes. If you have to lose or if you end up losing, who would you not mind losing to? And he said Robert Downey Jr. for Chaplin. And I agreed. I wanted Denzel, and my second choice was RDJ.
Yeah.
I'm glad he finally won. And so deserved for this role. Yes.
Oh, for sure. Like you felt it watching that movie. Like he was transformed.
Yes. And, you know, being made up to look older throughout the whole thing, and he was okay not being his normal handsome hot self. And I always appreciate that when actors do that. Yeah. Charlize Theron is particularly known for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. For what? Monster?
Oh, gosh. Yes. Yeah. I think there have been a few things. That was the most extreme. Yeah. But I love that about her.
Yeah.
And this, in a way, some of these, you know, when they were presenting these, the acting awards, it was kind of like the SAG Awards where they do that. They talk about acting and, you know, how wonderful this other person is, what they've learned from them, whatever. So,
I really liked that.
Like Kelly, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about Flavor Flav, like it's awesome, like seeing them be friends with each other, like seeing those personal relationships and also seeing them fangirl over each other a little bit. Issa Rae had this video that she did, like maybe an Instagram post or something, where Divine Joy, like after I guess maybe that moment where she was being highlighted, or like during one of the commercial breaks, Daniel Brooks had come over and Coleman was with her too, and they were just all together and tearful and happy, and it was wonderful.
That's adorable. Yeah. I love that. Ooh, something about this format, they're gonna have to end up at some point in the future recycling through who goes up there to present, because they'll run out of people eventually, even though they're adding only one a year to each category, and to have five people up there presenting. And you know that not every actor they invite will end up saying yes. And we have actors dying all the time.
Yeah.
So
So they're definitely keeping this?
I don't know.
Okay.
But if they do, like if they keep it for the long term,
yeah,
they'll end up running out, which is fine.
I did like it. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. They'll figure it out. Maybe they'll move on to the next idea then.
Right.
Yeah.
So
maybe y'all are Court, are you the only one of us on X Twitter? Then why don't you tweet at the Academy that you liked it?
Okay. I'll tweet them and I'll hit them on Threads too.
Cool. You and your buddies liked it.
Yes.
And your podcasting buddies.
We get loud. Yes. We get loud.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm not there and I don't really have a photo that I could share, you know, on Instagram. And if they're even there to tell, oh, yeah, I think they are. Right. Yeah, to tag them there. So.
Yeah, probably.
Easier on X and Threads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But this show, I'm glad that it started an hour earlier, because even if I had to work today, then, you know, I could have seen some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least. So
I liked that too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yeah.
They said they were behind because of the protests, but it was only like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they had planned to go till what, 9:30, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. But they did end at like 9:17, if I remember from looking at my watch.
Yeah, it was early.
And that, so it was a longer show, but having it end at, you know, close to 9:30 Central Time, so 10:30 Eastern, it felt, you know, earlier. It did end earlier than normal, but not shorter than normal.
Okay.
Yeah. And they started late, or, you know, 5 minutes late.
Right.
So I read, because the protests took over the street, Hollywood Boulevard, and not everyone could get there on time. Like, they ended up getting out of their cars and walking. And so those people who showed up toward the end of the red carpet didn't get interviewed on the red carpet.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So we had a shortened red carpet thing, or fewer people on the red carpet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The pre-show.
Yeah.
Pre-gaming.
And you know, yesterday, I'm like, hey, got nothing better to do. So I was watching the pre-show streaming on Hulu.
Cool. So
it was fun. It was fun. Mm-hmm. But then they had all those interviews and things that they just showed all the interviews and stuff in the hour before. So it's like, I've already seen these. Oh, well.
So how about American Fiction, Cord Jefferson for adapted screenplay?
I'm so happy.
Wow.
Yes.
Beyond. That was amazing. Like, his speech was so wonderful. And it's so true. Like, we talked about this before, where there's so many million-dollar movies, billion-dollar movies that get made, and, like, they lose so much money. Like, why not you go ahead and use some of those just to make these smaller films? Mm-hmm. People will fall in love with them, as you can see, if you have that right recipe, find the right director. Look at all the hidden gems out there.
Exactly. Find a new director.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the whole point. That's why we love independence. The Spirit Awards, Film Independent, because, like, we're looking to see those newer, fresher minds. As much as I love Nolan and Scorsese and all those others, let's see what the new kids have. Let's see some new perspectives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I loved his speech.
You know, that's kind of like, you know, the story you tell about Flavor Flav and Billie Eilish, you know, welcoming the new generation there.
Yeah.
So,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was looking online, and somebody, they didn't directly at them, but they challenged Margot and who won Best Actress again?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone to work with a director, a person of color.
Yeah.
Like, make that your next project.
Yeah.
Like, not that person, but, like, put some focus there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great.
Oh, yeah. Also with Cord. So I didn't realize. So they had him sitting in the back.
Oh, my God.
Where the actors, his actors were sitting in the front. Why weren't they sitting together? That's weird.
That is. That's rude. Yeah.
Because he's a writer. He's not recognizable.
Yeah, he wasn't nominated for director, and I guess they just knew that American Fiction would not win Best Picture.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that sucks that he wasn't at least sitting with his people.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. let him sit with the cast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I was so, because I did not start watching at that point because I told y'all what I was doing, but I saw my phone dinging and I didn't need to look too closely to know what y'all were excited about.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. That's right.
Like, I'm so happy for him. Like, because he's been cleaning up at this award season. And like, mm-hmm. I hope this means amazing things for him.
Yes.
Like, as it goes on. That's, yes. This is great.
Yeah. Totally.
Because he's not just, he's a director too.
Yeah. This is his first film to direct. I don't know about write. I forget about that.
I think he's written other things. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Probably started in independent films.
Right.
Yeah. And he still is, obviously.
That's why he's so passionate about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. And original screenplay, Anatomy of a Fall.
Mm-hmm. And so the song's going to be stuck in your head all week.
It is.
Of course.
It is already. Should we mention the article that I shared with y'all about the holdovers?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So I'm already blanking on the Frisco screenwriter's name. If one of you wants to look that up from the article that I texted. Oh, you'd have to go back way far. But anyway. Yeah. So there is a script called Frisco that has not been made into a movie, except it was made into The Holdovers.
I mean, Alan Payne?
No.
No, he's the Holdovers.
He's the Holdovers.
Mm-hmm. Luca Ryder. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm looking up.
And so the writer of it, yes, also wrote Luca, which I don't remember. But so he, the writer of Frisco. So it doesn't read this in the article, but from what I remember knowing about screenplays, you submit them to, I think, the WGA, like they have a databank of scripts. Mm-hmm. Doing that ensures your copyright. You know, everything mm-hmm. you write is automatically copyrighted. Everything we three write is automatically copyrighted. But that saves it so that you can go back later and be like, no, dude, plagiarism.
Yeah.
You have proof because of the date at which you submitted it.
Right.
So I don't know what year he submitted his script, but Alexander Payne, director of The Holdovers, who also admits he had a huge hand in the Holdover script, even though he's not listed as the writer of it.
Hmm.
The writer of the Holdovers is David Hemmingson.
Mm-hmm.
And so Alexander Payne got a copy. Oh, I don't know if it's a copy. He at least found out about the story for Frisco in like 2013.
Yeah.
So he knew the whole story of it.
Wow.
Considered making it and passed. And then in 2019, he actually read the script for Frisco.
Okay.
And the writer of Frisco is saying...
Stevenson? Yeah.
Thank
Simon
you.
Simon Stevenson.
Yeah. Awesome. Simon Stevenson, author of, writer of Frisco and Luca. So he said... And this is only after The Holdovers came out. Otherwise, he wouldn't have known. But he said that the majority of the Holdover script is taken verbatim and even layout of his script, Frisco. And he says, I thought this was funny. One addition to The Holdovers that's not in Frisco is when Paul Giamatti's character is talking about how his life was like ruined by accusing that dude or someone in school of what?
Plagiarism.
Ooh. Plagiarism.
Mm.
How funny is that?
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
So Stevenson is trying to get the Writers Guild of America to back him on this, on getting, you know, at least in like say, having everyone acknowledge, yo, this is totally stolen from me. I don't know if he's trying to get money out of it, but especially it didn't win any Oscars. I was glad it did not win original screenplay, mostly because
I was relieved.
Yes. But yeah, Stevenson is definitely owed some money and
writing
credit.
credit. Yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
If this is
Wow.
true. So this was an exclusive story in Variety yesterday morning, right? Saturday night or Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think it has spread wide yet.
Not yet.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
To add that, if it is true, but to add that plagiarism element to the whole thing. Wow.
Yeah, to have that be part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So is that pain, or not pain, but, well, pain and Hemmingson's way of saying, dude, don't even try. It'll ruin your life.
Yeah, right.
I hope not. I hope it wasn't like intentional in that way.
You never know.
I know. Yeah.
Well, again, if it's true, I hope he gets the credit he needs.
Yeah.
Because he created a stellar role for Miss Divine Joy.
That's right.
And I want to see her more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will definitely.
Ooh, I want to see her and Danielle in something.
Ooh.
And Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Yeah, she said that she wants to do, a Leontine Price biopic? Because she's a singer, at first.
Yeah.
And well, you wouldn't watch it.
Well, probably not. I'd watch the highlights.
Okay. Her speech was lovely. Her acceptance speech.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was great.
That was beautiful.
Then she call out some old teachers or a teacher. Did she do that? Or she was
her
someone
publicist?
Called out. Oh yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. I loved that this year. That
yeah.
all the speeches were so much better than normal because
mm-hmm.
they were told, don't thank your publicist. They're probably told, don't, don't make it a list of who you want to thank. Say something from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them did. A bunch of them didn't say thank you to anyone except the Academy and their like loved one.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, someone thank. Oh God, I don't remember. Was it RDJ who thanked some past teachers? And no, I thought that was a woman who said this and said, you didn't like me then, but you did a great job. And partially thanks to you, I'm here today. Something like that, you know?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Cause honestly, for part of the awards show, I was doing a two screen. Watching my trashy TV on my iPad. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
I know. Well, during the commercials and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I muted the commercials, but otherwise I was paying attention the whole time.
I was rewatching The Walking Dead. Sorry. The ones who live it's Rick and Michonne. What do you want? I watched the important stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I watched the first episode of Rick and Michonne over the weekend. So there you go. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Keep it going.
Yep.
Second episode is my favorite so far.
Okay. Cool. Can't wait. I have to reactivate my AMC Plus. Still haven't done that
I
yet.
I told y'all. I got a good deal because I told you cancel Stars. This is not the conversation. I cancel Stars and they were like, hey, if you come back to us and like keep your AMC Plus and make it a deal, make it a bundle, you only have to pay this amount. I said, fine.
Of course.
You got me.
I mean, the proof right there that nobody wants Stars, right? Because they have to. I know. I'm
Stars.
Sorry.
They have some good things.
One of my girls.
What do
just
they have?
Got- I don't know, but one of my girls got it through my Amazon account recently.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
See,
so
she
I don't
got
know
that
why.
Same deal. But
maybe
Outlander, and because I'm still watching that too, so I'm sorry. And they have some shows on there, and I watch a bunch of their movies. I do own some of those movies, but still, I'll throw it at Stars every now and again.
Yeah.
And I told y'all what my family does every now and again. They're like, hey, did you cancel Stars? And funny enough, she asked me after I got this deal back. And I was like, I did, but I just got it back. She's like, oh, good, because I need to go watch whatever Book of Power or whatever the hell's going on over there now.
Funny. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deals aplenty.
Yeah. So I was thrilled that going back to Billie Eilish and Phineas, I was thrilled that they won the original song. And that performance, oh, that was great. It's beautiful.
I love that song so much.
Yeah.
Like all the performances were pretty excellent.
But I
really enjoyed that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'll talk about the other one later.
Oh no,
we'll talk now.
We'll talk now?
Yeah.
Okay. That was pretty epic what Ryan Gosling did. Like just the whole setup and
yes.
Like modeling it after a girl's best friend, like Marilyn Monroe. Like
yes.
That was so cool. Like I loved his whole pink outfit.
Yeah.
It was a moment. And now I can't wait to see Fall Guy because I just want to see him again in all the things again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was outstanding. So much fun.
Yeah.
Loved that performance and bringing out the other, you know, four of the other Kens.
Yeah. That was so cool.
That was great.
Like, it was just fun,
yeah.
like that movie. Like, somebody had mentioned the fact that Margot Robbie, like, did not do the Barbie dress up like she'd been doing all award season. Like, she didn't have, she was very understated this time around.
Yeah.
And I was
and
like,
no pink.
And no pink. But I was like, that's fine. Like, Ken's right there. He's right there with the pink four. It's okay.
Yeah. And American Ferreira.
Ooh, she looks
was
so pretty.
I loved
pink.
Her
yeah,
dress.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can't remember what Kate McKinnon was wearing. I don't think she had pink.
She was wearing black.
Black. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was cool. Those were their colors last night, black and pink.
Yeah.
I dig
it's
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to be all Barbie all the time.
Right.
You don't. That's exhausting.
Yeah.
And I liked how what's Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, they did their Good Witch, Bad Witch, or Bad Witch, Good Witch.
So excited, you guys.
Yeah.
Like, did y'all read the book or see the play?
Wicked?
For Wicked?
No.
The book was amazing. And like seeing the play, I went on Broadway to see the play.
Oh,
it was so awesome. I am so excited for this movie.
That's great. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. And when does it come in?
I don't
not
know. It's
Christmas.
not
It's
on my
sometime this
calendar.
Oh, okay.
Because they already dropped the trailer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Check.
Yeah. Maybe a summer movie.
Possibly.
That would make sense because girls love it as well. And so you'd want it to come out at a time when schoolgirls can say, what now?
November 27th.
Oh, okay. So Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, but that's so far away. Kelly, they dropped the trailer during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's almost a whole year.
Well, you know, that's when musical theater nerds are watching TV.
True.
I mean, that's true.
Right.
Because sports ball.
Right. Oh my gosh.
This is only going to be part one, though. There's going to be a part two
what?
Released the next,
oh,
next
no.
year for Thanksgiving.
Oh no.
I hope they didn't split the book.
Why?
I have to it's been a long time since I've read it. There might be a second book.
I wonder if they made both movies at the same time.
It would make sense.
It would. Wish more movies would do that. You know, because I'm referring to Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings. And I think they did the same with The Hobbit, maybe. I've heard of some others doing it. I don't remember what. But I mean, you don't run the risk of a main actor dying or a strike or so like I'm thinking about Dune.
Yeah.
Lord only knows where we're gonna get the third part.
Yeah. Right.
2 years.
Another three.
Oh, hopefully not three, but
So Wicked has four books.
Oh my
There's
gosh.
None of which I did know about, but I didn't know also about A Lion Among Men and Out of Oz. I'm going to have to go buy those.
Wow.
I knew about Son of Witch, though.
That's wild.
I don't want four movies.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I say that.
I'm sorry. Go
I was
on.
Going to say, I say that, and we were just talking about Dune, and we can't wait for Dune Messiah to come out.
Yeah.
Well, but that's because they split it up into three movies.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah, and the way that they're pacing, the pacing within the movies, then it makes sense that you need 9.5 hours of film.
epic film. Yes. I need a bigger TV. Yeah. All right. I'm going to stop now. Go get it.
So Zone of Interest winning sound. Yeah. So I wanted it or Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer has so many sound mm-hmm. changes in it, subtle yeah. and big. So I was really hoping for Oppenheimer, but a very close second choice for me was Zone of Interest, because that crematorium sound, mm-hmm. Just that alone, felt like its own character in the movie. Mm-hmm. It was wow. essential to the movie, and it not that the sounds in other movies weren't essential, but just that it was incredible, the crematorium sound mm-hmm. and horrifying. And to me, it was mostly because of that sound that I was sitting there watching and going,
yeah,
can you imagine being that family? Now, obviously they were hearing, you know, we hear in the movie that they're hearing gunshots just mm-hmm. across the wall or the yeah. other side of the wall and yelling and dogs and all of that. But the yeah. constant hum, roar of the crematorium.
Yeah. Oh yeah. my God. Smell and,
yeah. 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 So that was well given that mm-hmm. award.
Yeah. And that worked because Oppenheimer got the score, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when I saw that, I knew you were happy.
I was. Yeah. Absolutely thrilled. Yes. And Oppenheimer won editing. Of course, actor, supporting actor, director. Finally, Christopher Nolan gets a directing
yes.
award. And best picture. Mm-hmm. Zone of Interest got best international film, though.
Yeah. For the editing, like when she won, we were like, oh my God, she's so young. I love that.
Yeah. Jennifer Lame.
Jennifer yeah. Lame. And she was just so thankful to them. Like I know, and that felt very much from the heart. So mm-hmm. if that's what they were aiming for, like she did it. She hit the target right. Like that's what we want to see. We want to see these directors like Nolan bringing people up.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that's what I want to see. It's like, oh my gosh, she's so young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because in contrast, like I love Thelma Schoonmaker, who is yeah. Martin Scorsese's editor. Yeah. She has won at least one Oscar, I believe.
Okay.
And so, you know, awesome if she had won. But yeah, I love that it was a woman who was so young. We couldn't yes. find her age, but because we looked Wikipedia and IMDb.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's married with at least two children. So,
yeah.
She's well, young-ish.
When I was 30, I had been married for 7.5 years and I had mm-hmm. two kids.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Who were 4 and 2. Mm-hmm. So, yes, she could be only 30.
Yeah.
30 or younger.
Yes, potentially. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, how about the Godzilla people?
Oh, they I made love me them.
So happy.
They
visual effects.
Yeah, they already had their own little statuettes. Yes. Their little Godzillas. One was even gold. I loved mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
And apparently there was a thing on their shoes too. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Really? What yeah, was
they
it?
They had little matching Godzilla shoes.
Oh, yeah. How adorable.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Oh my gosh.
They were so sweet. I was so mad, even though they were taking time, but I was so mad when the music started playing. I was like, leave them alone. Let him read his little speech. They were so endearing.
That's right. Yes. You can put subtitles up later because
right.
I don't know what he was saying.
Oh, I had my closed captioning on. It caught it.
Oh, that's good.
Did it?
Yeah, mine did.
It was, he was speaking English.
He yeah. was,
right.
But
he
it
just was
still
having a hard time.
To, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
understand.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was precious.
It was. Like,
so he goes on with
two
statues.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The Oscar and his gold Godzilla.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I want one of those.
Mm-hmm. Like that was endearing. And my other favorite endearing moment was when the last repair shop when they won and they came up with the little girl and she got her own Oscar. That was so cool. And then to find out like what it is that they were doing.
No, did she get her own? She was holding the other guy's Oscar.
Yeah,
did you?
Yeah.
Okay. So no.
She got her own, as in she took possession.
Well, he let her hold it. Yes.
Like, possession is 9/10 of the law. You're not getting this back.
I know. If I were the dude, I'm not letting any kid take my Oscar home.
No, I said, no, don't take it home. Like, get her own replica, but yes. No.
Yes.
But, like, she was so precious. And, like, she was in the film. She was in the documentary. Like, from, I guess, the schools that they were highlighting. Mm-hmm.
And I think the documentary is on Hulu. It's available to watch. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They also have the live action short. Is that where it is on Hulu? No. Yeah. Or Netflix. Netflix has The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Wes Anderson and Stephen Rayles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one live action short.
You know, when these nominations came out, someone was saying that they were kind of disappointed because it's like, well, obviously Wes Anderson's going to win because, you know, he's Wes Anderson. Mm-hmm. And so, and this is normally a category for those independent filmmakers just starting out, and he took it over this year.
Yeah. And so many, okay, I don't know about so many. It's amazing how many short films you'll see actually get turned into a feature film later. Like, it was almost practice or a mm-hmm. proof of concept and proof of directing capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that one that we saw at Sundance a couple years ago. The guy and his grandfather or something was.
I'm not remembering.
Anyway, so I don't know if that's going to be, you know, we'll see. Mm-hmm. If next year or the year after, if that's made into a feature film.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. I wish I remembered the name.
Yeah.
So, best actor. Somebody on my timeline, they posted the clip of Cillian Murphy. Y'all have seen it because I think y'all have seen the show. Not of the awards, but of what I'm going to say. There's this clip of Cillian Murphy in the Peaky Blinders where he's saying, "No fucking fighting." Y'all have seen this clip.
No.
No, I have to send it to you. It's amazing.
Okay, okay.
But like his piece, Blessed Are the Peace, when he talked about the peacemakers,
yes.
That
yes.
For some reason that made me think of that scene where he's like, fighting. I have to send it to you. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. But that was a nice touch, to his speech. He definitely seemed nervous up there, though he won so many other acting awards this year.
This was his first Oscars. Yes. We always talk about firsts when it comes to people of color, but it was also refreshing to see some firsts for not the mm-hmm. usual suspects.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yes, it wasn't Paul Giamatti.
True. Oh, could you imagine if he had won? Kelly would have had a fit.
I would have had a fit. I would have had a total fucking cow.
Yeah.
This would have been my new scent of a woman complaint.
Oh God.
And I would have been with you because we litigated this one already.
Right.
And that
I love you, Paul Giamatti. I do. We do.
Yeah, we do very much.
But this year, Cillian or Jeffrey.
Yes. Or even Coleman.
Oh God, yes. Yeah. Bradley was great in Maestro.
Eh.
Did y'all watch Abbott Elementary last night?
Mm-hmm. I missed it.
Oh my God. Oh. And Bradley was the surprise Oscar nominee that they kept promoting. That's why I watched it, because I wanted to see who was the surprise Oscar nominee guest. And I didn't have to watch all of it because he was right at the very beginning.
The first couple minutes,
But I did watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I love that show.
It was cute.
Yeah. He's adorable. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of the things in the pre-show. I mean, they went way back in everybody's history.
Wow.
Of course, everybody knows Jodie Foster, her 3-year-old copper tone commercial.
Right.
And then her first TV credit at 5 years old. And I think that was the same for Robert Downey Jr. His first movie credit was he was 5 years old in one of his dad's movies.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's precious. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved the show this year. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, how about Jimmy Kimmel reading the Trump tweet? I mean, perfect timing that is just toward the end. Trump tweeted it while the show was still going on, but at the end, but Jimmy Kimmel had time to pull out his phone and read it.
Nice. He was told not to read that.
Was right? he really?
Yeah.
I'm sure, because, you know, because then who knows what'll happen then.
Right.
So,
yeah. That's funny. I'm glad he did read it.
So, me
too.
Except that was, that means Trump, you know, got into the Oscars.
He got what he wanted, right.
Yeah.
But, like, that moment was awesome. Like, I'm trying to remember what the joke was.
Isn't it past your jail time?
Yes! Oh, perfect. That was perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's not get him pressed, but let's do say this. So,
yes,
it was a trade-off.
Definitely.
The skit that they should have cut, John Cena.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
he wasn't really naked.
Of course he wasn't really naked, but I mean, it was silly. But yeah.
Wait, so did he have on just a merkin then? Because I didn't see anything at the sides.
Right.
They said it was naked underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. Okay.
So
I was thinking it was a merkin that did not look like pubic hair. So just like the, you know, a stick on the pubes to make him look like,
well,
he didn't have any parts.
It's like, oh, did you get waxed before the show? What happened here? Anyway, yeah.
Oh, I need to add something for the Jimmy Kimmel thing. Apparently the person who told him not to do this thing was the executive producer, Molly McNerney, his wife. His wife told him not to do this. But don't do that.
Funny.
So,
well, no wonder he didn't listen.
That makes it cute. Sorry.
Yeah.
But also fuck that guy. Not Jimmy.
Right. The orange nightmare.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Please don't do that, y'all. I can't do it again.
Yeah.
No.
Though we might be talking about it. Now, we don't have to be done talking about the Oscars. I'm just going to jump ahead real quick. He might come up in conversation next week, because what I have on the calendar is the theme, let's go to court, in honor of him being in court all year long. This is spelled C-O-U-R-T, not C-O-R-T. So he just might come up next week too in our podcast, unfortunately. We can leave him out.
I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have other non-award news, awards news-related stuff that was announced last week that made people very happy. You wouldn't know it because you're not on Twitter, but you may have seen it on the other social media.
Yeah, need to know.
So, last Wednesday, there was an announcement that for the first time in 35 years, there is a new soap opera that has been greenlit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
From daytime?
Daytime. And it's called The Gates, and it's going to center on a wealthy Black family.
Oh.
Hmm.
How cool is
there
that?
Can be so many different people involved, but one of Daytime's most epic writers, she's going to be show running, executive producing, Michelle Valjean. So
that's
exciting
awesome.
Times. Yeah. Everybody is so pumped for this, because y'all know some of the different struggles that's been going on.
Yeah.
And it's not just on my soap. The other soaps have been having their own issues too with certain things happening.
Yeah.
But this. It's going to be amazing. And one of the things that we're excited about is that, yes, we're going to be centered, but also, you know, we're inclusive. We want to invite different people to the party.
Right.
So.
Right. How can I say, oh, well, those people don't exist in our world.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. No.
Has the network already picked it up?
It's from CBS. CBS is going to do it. Okay. And Procter & Gamble, who used to, Procter & Gamble started it all, the reason why it's called soaps. They are joining in with it, and also the NAACP is involved in this as well.
Wow.
So, yeah,
okay. That is awesome. Amazing. My goodness,
I'm excited. So
very cool.
So as more news drops, I'll let y'all know.
Please do.
So
that's been your soap minute.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, and do they have a timeline where they think they can put it out?
They're looking, we're speculating between 2024, like later this year, and 2025, maybe early on. And we're thinking, because like the ratings for the talk are kind of sucky, and that would be poetic justice because that took over a soap's timeline or, time slot.
Oh, wow. That's wild. Yeah, I mean, obviously I have no idea what goes into making a soap opera, but or daytime drama. I don't know what they prefer them to be called now. I mean, obviously a lot, a shit ton. But since they at least used to be recorded week by week, then it seems like you could, like, maybe the end of 2024. That would be cool.
That would be so cool. Like, and I could definitely see that happening. Some of the actors out there now, like they sent a thank you to them because this signaled that, hey, maybe soaps are still alive and kicking, alive and well. Because you know what it's like. You had 14 soaps on at one point in time, and now you're down to three on the network and one that's on Peacock. Like, Days had to move to Peacock.
Oh my
So
gosh.
it's not dying out. And I always said soaps can't be dying out because we also have telenovelas, we have K dramas, we have the Turkish soap operas. They exist. It's just the networks had to catch back on. Like, people still care about these things. You just have to get with the times. Join us in the 21st century.
So here it is a week later, and I'm halfway through my K drama. Drama slash comedy. I'm like,
The
which one?
30
10
episode
up
thing?
no 10 episode
10. Oh,
tw
okay.
20
Oh,
20 so
that's
I'm
right.
on episode 10.
Where
Which one
each
is it?
one is almost 2 hours or an hour and a half or
Each
something.
one
Oh,
is like an hour and a
yeah.
half. It's
Okay.
called Mr. Queen.
Oh, my
Yes.
gosh.
So okay. Yeah,
That's great.
it's silly. And of
Silly's
course,
good.
it's a rom-com,
Yeah.
so there you go. But we knew that.
Cute. Maybe not, but yeah.
So anyway,
That's great.
so we had said next week we're doing courtroom drama or courtroom whatever, and we have a list of several movies.
Yeah,
So
I forgot to look these up before today to see what's streaming. So we'll have to do that afterward.
okay. So yeah, watch your favorite courtroom drama and we'll figure it
Yeah, I
out
mean,
for next week.
some ideas that I put down, and all of these are older. There's bound to be some newer things, but all these are older. The
No, there's
Rainmaker, Matt Damon, Primal Fear, Richard Gere and Edward Norton, A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise, Demi Moore, obviously, and so many other actors. Because they had a lot of, oh, Kiefer Sutherland, but like Kevin Bacon is in it and Noah Wyle shows up. And yeah, The Verdict. Oh my God, I love that. That is with Paul Newman. Anatomy of a Murder, which I've never seen. Witness for the Prosecution, I also haven't seen. And then I put down Runaway Jury. That's John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale. Am I think? No. Yeah. No,
Oh,
no, no.
Rachel
Rachel
Weisz.
Weisz, that's right. And Gene Hackman. I really like that. Of course, there's like 12 Angry Men. There are a couple of versions of that. There are some things on Netflix. There's even, I think it's like a foreign version of 12 Angry Men. Yeah. So, I mean, you could include
All
whatever
of those, yeah.
courtroom drama that's a series or whatever. We'll figure it out after this for us. Or we'll go watch our own things and come back and go, well, I
And
watched
report.
this.
Yes.
We just
Your
haven't
own
done that in a
adventure.
while. Choose your own adventure courtroom drama. And I guess it doesn't have to be a drama.
All right, it could be
You
My
know,
Cousin
there is
Vinny.
Night Court.
Ooh.
Is that back
Yeah.
on? Woman
Yes,
Judge?
back. It's
Yeah.
back.
Yeah, and she's what? The daughter of
Harry.
Harry.
Really? Oh, I didn't realize. Wait, the real actress
No,
or the
the
character? Okay.
character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for anyone who missed like the jury duty, they can go watch that.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. Very true.
That was fun.
Yeah, and I still haven't watched that, so maybe I should do that at least for part. Yeah. I was thinking, you know, hard hitting, because we want the Orange Nightmare to be hit really hard. Yeah.
Gavel. Yeah. Bring it down.
Yeah. He was hit with you know, that huge, almost $500 million.
Yeah.
Right.
And they haven't taken that away.
Yeah. Award
Civil
given
judgment.
To each.
Yeah.
Yeah. Judgment. Yeah. Thank you. Judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And when I say jury duty, I'm not talking about the Pauly Shore movie. I'm talking about the show that they had with James Marsden on Prime.
Yeah.
Freebie.
Yeah. Prime. No? Whatever. Amazon.
Yeah.
You'll find it there. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Whatever they're calling it now. Amazon.
I mean, Freebie is going away, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just go type it into your Amazon account and it'll come up.
We'll let you know what we're doing when we come back next week. We'll reveal the courtroom secret. We'll reveal the verdict.
Right.
So.
The drama.
The geek
the verdict and the judgment and the sentencing and everything.
Judge. Here comes everything. The judge.
That's fine. Whatever. So until next week, everybody, geek on.